Spice Radio 1200 AM, you're tuned into the Morning Buzz and you're with me, Natasha. Come spring, we welcome the blooming flowers, the greenery, and with that, a runny nose, itchy eyes, itchy throat. Let's talk seasonal allergies with our expert in the field, the lovely Dr. Susan Kwan. She's a respirologist at Burnaby Hospital and clinical assistant professor of medicine at UBC. A very, very good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning, Natasha, and good morning to all the radio listeners.
It's always a pleasure talking to you. So let's talk allergies. What causes seasonal allergies?
Seasonal allergies, that there is a lot of irritants or allergens that is in the area. So seasonal means that we change with the season. For the spring, as the spring come up, grasses come on, trees, and later on there is also a lot of pollen. And this is particular that when we expose in an environment, the body reacts to anything that is foreign, and then it creates reaction on the area of contact. So when we look at all the symptoms, there everything is when you breathe in, you have breathed in all the allergens. You have itchy nose, itchy throat, started to have congestion in your nose, running nose, cough, watery, itchy eyes, and sometimes with itchy skin. And this time when Canada, you know, BC is so good that the spring is coming, I can see cherry blossom. But at the same time, it brings up a lot of allergens. And this year, it seems to be that it is a bit earlier.
You're right, doctor. In fact, hardly my throat started itching. I got a little worried. Is it a cold? Is it an allergy? And then I realized, hey, it's in time for spring. Now, how do we know the difference between a common cold and allergy symptoms?
Yeah, remember, allergens only attack you when you are inhaling into the area. It does not cause, you know, similar to that of virus and bacteria. Virus and bacteria is attacking the surface lining, and the virus replicates, just like kind of what we know about COVID, influenza, and RSV. They destroy the mucosa, so they have a lot of systemic symptoms, like that they have fever, they have chills, they feel unwell, they have malalgia, and then they cough. The cough is not just irritation, but they cough with sputum. And sometimes the sputum could be yellowy, greenish. And for some people that has a smoking history, that could be much worse as well. And it also, in patients that have bronchiectasis, they may even cough out a little bit of blood. So for allergens, it is all the symptoms related to contact. So it's the eye, it's the nose, it's the mouth, but does not have a lot of systemic symptoms. And of course, when we take a swab, we'll be able to culture the virus or the bacteria as we send a sputum specimen. But for seasonal allergy, there is no bacteria or virus involved.
In terms of what are causing these seasonal allergies, is it the grass? Is it the pollen? Can we kind of figure out what are the triggers?
The triggers depending on the time of the year. So in early seasons, they will be mostly the started spring with flowers and the flowers blossom. And then and later on, different grasses produce a different province, may have also a different timing. Now, instead of trees, when we talk to trees, there are birds, elder, oak, maple, cedar, and they produce a lot of pollen as well. And then later on when, in the summer, we see the cotton tree, and basically you see a whole clump of cotton, you know, those cotton pollens around you. And time and different places do have different seasons for the tree to blossom and produce pollen.
And doctor, if like me, if someone loves the outdoors, how can we really save ourselves from the seasonal allergies?
There are a few things that we would like to say. I don't mean that you should not go outdoors, but I think that it depends where is the outdoor. are you going in a forest with all trees and pollen covering you? Or are you going into the, you know, into the coast, walk the dike, get a ride in open air so that you are less, so the less you expose, the better you will be. So it's not outdoor, it's not just equate a dense forest to, you know, by the seaside. Number two is that people can take antihistamines if they are mild, and some nasal spray like decongestants and nasal steroids to help to decrease the symptoms. And thirdly, if you are really want to kind of get hold of your symptoms and know exactly what it is, an allergy test can be helpful by using a pinprick test on skin so that you see how swelling, the degree of swelling, and sometimes blood tests can reflect it as well. If you have identified the allergens and you need to treat it, there's also dedicated hypoallergen shots or immunization to the allergy by giving small injections under the supervision of a doctor and gradually to desensitize you, and those will be helpful.
Oh, very interesting. That means I can go back into my trail. Now, Dr. Kwan, is there any natural remedies that you would probably recommend in taking care of a seasonal allergy?
Seasonal allergy, there is no kind of magic herb that we can kind of say that it works. But on the other hand, you know, general cleaning, just like kind of nasal rinsing to take care of the mucus. And general health is also important. So remember your vitamin D, your calcium, your vitamin C. All these are attributed to good health and good basic general health. So no specific one, but I think that as you are an outdoor person and want to exercise, you will be most likely taking a healthy diet, a good sleep to make sure that you are good. And then to also look at work on indoor pollutants like that cat allergy, dog allergy for the animal lovers, and also whether there is any flowering plant within your home.
Oh, interesting. I know. And now I'm feeling a little better after this conversation, Dr. Kwan. Now, there is one thing. I don't know if I'm alone on this, but back in India, I never had any allergies, or so I think. But suddenly I feel I've had this allergy switch. I've become more delicate. So is that a possibility that as you grow older, you can develop a few allergies?
I don't think it's that of whether you're older or younger. In India, I was privileged to have a visit for there for over a month. Just love the country. And but there is a different type of trees, or in the concrete forest, that basically there is no plant. Yeah. And there's no pollen, and there's no flower. So in here, it's very different. And when you first arrive in Canada, the allergen does not trigger a response yet. But over time, this allergy develops over time. So people will say, you know, in about 4 years, you will feel something, but it will be a full-blown if you react to it in about 10 years or so. So it's not that you're going older. It really is the longitudinal exposure of periodic pollen that comes with the seasonal growth.
That's very insightful, Dr. Kwan. And I wouldn't give this up for the world because I love the outdoors. I love what British Columbia gives to us. Now, before I let you go, do you think air purifiers, are they a solution?
Air purifiers is a good solution. So in order to avoid allergens, number one, keep the door closed if you see cotton trees and pollen flying all around. And then air purifier purify most of the pollen because they are fairly baked. And remember that if you are taking the air duct and furnace heating, cleaning of the duct is important. And within the home, there are other major allergens like house dust mite. So mop the floor, mop the area, air purifier, clean the duct, clean the furnace, and make sure that you have a clean bed sheet and bed. Like, do not use feather pillows or feather coverings, because they are a kind of very good ground to have a lot of house dust mite.
That's why they call it spring cleaning, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Kwan, for this very enjoyable and very insightful conversation. It was a pleasure catching up with you this morning.
Yeah, it's a pleasure talking to you, all of you.
Have a beautiful day.
You too. Bye, Natasha.
Bye-bye. We were in conversation about seasonal allergies with Dr. Susan Kwan, respirologist at Burnaby Hospital and clinical assistant professor of medicine at UBC. This is Spice Radio, 1200 AM.